For the third step, you get to begin coding. This is a process that involves you figuring out what the main ideas of a person's statements or observations are. Assign a meaningful word or short phrase that gets at the essence of the data point. When possible, try to use the participant's actual words. This is called in vivo coding. You may also use terms from the literature. Try not to use too many codes on each page. This will make later analysis difficult. Here are the steps. Read through all transcripts. Start with one document. Ask, what is this person saying? Identify text segments. Assign code words, which could be one, two, or three words that describe what is being said. When possible, use a participant's actual words or in vivo coding, and terms from the literature could be used. Practice lean coding, so 10 to 15 codes for a 20-page transcript. After you've gone through and assigned codes to your data, you should go back and look at what codes you've used. Root out any redundancy that you come across and find a manageable list of about 25 to 30 codes. After that, you can start collapsing codes into themes. Themes are the major ideas that you find within your data. These may be the ideas that participants most frequently discuss, are unique or surprising, have the most evidence to support them, or those that you might expect to find when studying the phenomenon. You should typically end up with about 5 to 7 themes. You should use your codes to provide thick, rich description. Describe people, places, and events from your study. Try to build a complete picture of the study for your readers.